This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about medical devices and equipment. For Chris Donges, that journey started a few years ago at one of his favorite places. He was at a basketball game in Philadelphia with his girlfriend, Megan Carter. The Sixers were playing the Atlanta Hawks. The game was going okay, but then Chris began to feel very ill.
And I went to get something to eat, and I took like two bites. And I looked at Megan and was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to vomit, essentially. Like, I can't keep this down.
Chris felt so sick that he and Megan left the game early and drove to the hospital to figure out what was happening. The doctors ran a few tests, and they came back with a shocking diagnosis: heart failure. Nicole Curry picks up the story from here.
This all happened in 2018, just a few days before Halloween. Chris and Megan were sitting in the hospital room, overwhelmed and unable to make sense of it all.
This is all within a less than 24-hour period. Coming from a very active 30-year-old to, hey, you might need a transplant. And I'm just like, I look at Megan and I just like start crying.
His doctors didn't know what had caused this sudden yet major problem. Again, Chris was just 30 years old then and healthy. Now his heart's left ventricle wasn't working. It's responsible for pumping oxygenated blood from the heart to the rest of the body. And the loss of this function can weaken the heart over time, sometimes causing the organ to swell.
They basically said when they looked at the x-ray, my heart almost looked like the size of if you picture a gallon of milk, that's what my heart got up to in size-wise.
How much blood a patient's heart is pumping out is measured with something called the ejection fraction. Anything below 40% is labeled as heart failure. Chris was hovering right around that line. He stayed in the hospital for 2 weeks, then he was sent home with something called a life vest, a device to monitor his ejection fraction. Things seemed to stabilize for a while. But weeks later, when he was driving on the highway,
my ejection fraction almost fell down to roughly 5%. And I felt just a pain in the center of my chest. I couldn't keep anything down again. I didn't even have anything to spit up, but I just felt that bad. Come to find out, I was having a blood clot in the middle of my chest while driving down Route 95. I mean, I was fighting for my life at that point.
Chris called 911. And an ambulance took him to the hospital. First, the physicians put him on life support because he could no longer breathe on his own, and then they put him in a medically induced coma. Megan was at the hospital with him.
He had, you know, the breathing tube in with the machine next to him, and then he had this giant ECMO machine where you saw all these giant tubes of, you know, you saw the blood getting pushed around through his body, and he had these, like, little sensors on his head that would monitor his brain activity to make sure everything, you know, was still okay there. So, and a lot of it was covered by blankets because he really just had so many tubes coming out of him and machines, and it was overwhelming to say the least.
Weeks went by, and Chris would just lie in the hospital bed. His family and Megan waited by his bedside, hoping that he'd recover. But their hope began to wear thin as Chris's health declined. Eventually, his doctors presented two options. Chris could either join the heart transplant list and wait for a new heart, or he could use a left ventricular assist device, known as an LVAD, to help his own heart pump blood. This was a tough decision, because when Chris first learned of his heart failure, he told Megan that he'd never want to live with a device like that. But time was running out, so Chris's family chose what they felt like was the best option, the LVAD. The doctors planned to give Chris the newest model available. It's called the HeartMate 3. It's a small device. It looks a little like the cap on your car's gas tank. It latches on to the left ventricle and forces the heart to contract and pump blood to the rest of the body. It's connected to a rechargeable battery by a cord, and patients often carry this battery in a backpack. LVAD patients don't typically have a pulse when using this device, but it does keep them alive. Chris's doctors now had to wait for the right moment to perform this surgery to implant the device.
They always talked about this window, right? He was very fragile, and like they had to kind of wait for the right window to make sure that he was strong enough.
Windows when Chris was doing better kept opening, but closing too quickly. And then he got pneumonia.
It was really hard. On Christmas, they literally said that they couldn't do the surgery because of his pneumonia. So, and I'm crying because that was the first time I think I cried the whole time for him. Because I thought they missed the window and, you know, I didn't know what they were going to do. So they pushed the surgery off.
2 days after Christmas, a window opened. Doctors took a risk and performed the surgery. And it was successful, but Chris was still really sick and fragile from pneumonia. So he stayed in a coma for a few weeks until his doctors thought he was strong enough.
I remember one of the first things I asked was like the day or time, or that was like one of the biggest shocks to me, was going to sleep in December and waking up in January. And like, I started crying because I was like, I miss Christmas, I miss New Year. Like, I know I do remember that point.
When Chris finally saw himself in the mirror, he felt like he was staring at a stranger.
During this whole process, I lost roughly 60 to 65 pounds. You would not recognize me during this process.
Chris stayed in the hospital, and his recovery moved slowly. He had trouble breathing. He couldn't walk, flex his hand too much, or even speak.
I brought like a whiteboard in because he started trying to like write again, and that's how he kind of verbalized with us for a while at a time.
So Chris started rehab. He had to learn how to use his entire body all over again.
The first like 2-3 days were just standing and trying to take a baby step.
And while Chris was taking his not so first steps, Megan was learning how to be his caregiver.
They gave us like this full binder of information about the HeartMate 3 and how like certain alarms would go off. Like, what does that mean? Like, what do I need to do? What does he need to do? I had to pass his dressing change.
She's talking about the exit site of the LVAD, which is very important. There is a cord that connects the device inside of Chris's body to the battery case outside of his body. The cord exits just a few inches beneath his chest, and it's actually the most complicated and tricky aspect of living with an LVAD.
The biggest concern in that area, since it's an open wound technically, is the risk of infection. So with those dressings, we roughly change them about once a week. It's a pretty detailed process. It took some time, but we've gotten into a very good groove.
Chris finally came home on Valentine's Day. He was welcomed with a dinner by his closest friends and family, and Megan was thrilled, but she was also worried.
It was a lot of unknown. I didn't really know what his limitations were. He didn't know what his limitations were. So we really just took it, like, everything with a grain of salt and just like, okay, what do you feel like doing today? Like, can you do this? Like, one step at a time, really, truly.
Progress was really slow, but Chris eventually regained his strength and mobility. He could reach for the TV remote or even walk up the staircase in their home. And Megan became a pro at changing Chris's LVAD dressing. So now, there was really just one more question. Could Chris go back to his normal life? Do the things he loved? Could he travel or attend a Sixers game?
We're not normal. Like, we're going to make this life as normal as we possibly can without anybody knowing how sick he is on a regular day basis.
Megan and Chris decided to test out this new life with an impromptu vacation. While Chris can't go swimming at the beach per se, maybe he could experience the most magical place on earth.
We'd always talked about, like, Disney's just a happy place, right? For adults, children, whoever it is, it's just a happy place. With the help of others, you know, I was able to, like, surprise him and be like, we're going to Disney World.
But getting there proved to be more difficult than they had imagined.
We're going through security, and we get stopped by a bomb technician at Philadelphia Airport because he basically was like, I've never seen this before. So they ran their different tests. He had, like, these swabs and stuff. He was amazing. He was extremely, extremely nice. But you get a little intimidated when a guy comes up with, like, bomb technician on his shirt at the airport, and you have these people looking at you, and you're just like, what's going on?
They eventually made it to Disney World and learned a lot about how to travel with the LVAD. Today, after living with this device for more than 3 years, they are extremely happy that they chose the LVAD route because
life can go on, because, I mean, it's a life-changing experience. There's a lot that goes into it. It is terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying, but it gets better.
For Chris and Megan, life truly has gotten better. They recently welcomed a baby girl named Logan.
Hey. Logan!
And they got engaged. Chris and Megan have flown 4 times since their Disney trip, and they've attended plenty of Sixers games in Philadelphia. Chris is not on the heart transplant list because some patients with his condition recover over time. He's still young, and he hopes his heart will regain the strength to pump blood without the device. Until then, he'll use the LVAD and live life to the fullest. The couple told me that no pulse, no problem is their MO.
Yeah, I have a backpack. I have this driveline coming out, but I'm doing things that I would normally be doing.
That story was reported by Nicole Curry.